Good morning, good morning. This is the old Trailblazer broadcast coming to you once again from our studios here at the Metropolitan Tabernacle. This is the old Trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis. Let me give you my mailing address at the beginning of the service this morning. Many times I forget to do that, and folks say, well, you don't give us your address often enough, Trailblazer. It's the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Also, let me make this announcement. Now you can hear our services live over the Internet. Our 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock services on Sunday morning are live, being broadcast live over our local station here over the Internet, and their call letters are www.wlno.com. Also, the old Trailblazer comes on here in the city of New Orleans, 8:45 to 9 o'clock every morning, and you can pick it up on that same address there on your Internet capacity, and that's a gracious tool. Someone told me the other day, said, Pastor, it's like having 10,000 radio stations in the future. Folks will be able to turn in and listen to every broadcast. You write me, I'll send you a schedule of all of our broadcasts across this nation. Many of them have that Internet capacity now, and you can pick them up there on your Internet. And if you would, let me give you that address again. It's www.wlno.com. And pick us up there, and then let me know that you're hearing it. We're bringing you the continuing our series on the preacher, and we're looking at the unsaved preacher. In the last couple of three services, we've been bringing you messages on the unsaved preacher or the modern-day Pharisee. But let's read there again in Matthew 23:13 and see what we find. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, neither suffer them that are entering to go in. In our first message on the unsaved preacher, we showed you how the unsaved preacher shuts up the kingdom of God against men, which has resulted in a traffic in souls. Our second study showed why the unsaved preacher will not enter into the kingdom. Now let's see this morning how the unsaved preacher will not suffer others to go in who may want to be saved. This is one of the most tragical situations that I've ever seen. Oh, my friend, or that any honest born-again preacher who is being true to souls may have to face. Our text says that they neither suffer them that are entering to go in. That word suffer means permit. They will not allow nor permit in others to enter the kingdom who seem to want to be saved. It appears that any preacher who stands in the pulpit surely would want to see souls saved, but every unsaved preacher belies the fact. They do not want souls to be saved. They will turn earth, sea, and sky inside to keep an awakened sinner from entering the kingdom of God or getting saved. You can always detect an unsaved preacher by that one evidence. He does not want an awakened sinner to get saved. He misses that opportunity. That's right. He misses the opportunity or leaves off the opportunity or either is blinded to that opportunity to preach the gospel. I heard a noted preacher on the radio one night last week, has a national radio show, and this man called in and he said, Mr. Preacher, he said, I want to know something. He said, I was saved back there when I was a child, small, young child, grew up. And went to church a good while all my life. But he said, now I'm an alcoholic. I've left the church and I've gone out into the world. And he said, I'm disturbed about it. He said, I want to know what you think about my condition. I want your opinion on my state. And the man said, well, let me tell you. He said, you know, you were saved back there years ago. And he said, you know, do you have a remorse there about when you go off and get drunk? He said, well, sure, I hate that I get drunk. He said, well, that's all that matters, just so you're remorseful over your sin. You can go on living like you're living. He said, those are things that we have to put up with in our lives. But he said, you were saved back there in your youth, and now you've just gotten away from the Word, and you're in this alcoholic condition now, and you just go on, but just long as there's remorse, my friend, that man missed the greatest opportunity in the world. I just almost wanted to go in the bathroom and throw up. That man missed the truth. He missed the opportunity to tell that man, are you saved, mister? Make sure you're saved before I ask you anything. Are you saved? Have you been washed in the blood? Did you just join the church? This man was pleading for someone to be true to him. And this man sued over his sin of alcoholism and sin of debauchery and sin of those things and told a man, in essence, that he was still saved and go on with your life now and just be remorseful. My friend, there'll be plenty of remorse in hell, but that's not salvation. That man doesn't know anything about the Lord, and that preacher doesn't either. They just as lost as a goose. They don't know anything about repentance. They know nothing about blood, being washed in the blood. My friend, when the Lord saves you, he breaks the power of sin in you. You don't run back into alcoholism or some kind of illegal dope and drugs and then palm off your little salvation as an excuse. No, sir. No, sir. And that man, that's what we're talking about here. That man kept that man. He could have been honest with that man, been true to him. Oh, if I could have just got to talk to that man, I'd have said, listen, my friend, are you saved? You tell me you joined the church. That's not salvation. My friend, salvation is knowing Christ. And when you know him, you have a new spirit and you have a new heart and you long after the things of the Lord. And that's what's wrong with that preacher. He don't know the Lord. He doesn't know the Lord. He doesn't long after the things of God. He's making a name for himself, talking about this book he's written and that book he's written and this organization that he's the president of and all of this and blah, 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 blah. That's what he does. My friend, he missed that opportunity. Listen now, the first means that unsaved preachers uses to hinder awakened sinners from coming to Christ is that he will not have the truth of God's Word. Now, that's what this man did. That's what this man did. He didn't turn there and to the Scripture and asked him had he been born again. No, he didn't turn there like John the Baptist and say repent or perish. He didn't turn anywhere in God's Word. He never quoted God's Word in one iota. Listen, he'll not have the truth of God's Word because himself, he's spiritually blinded, does not love the truth of God's Word, and for him to admit that the awakened sinner is lost is also, now get this, if he would have told that man, no, you just lost, he would have had to admit that he was lost himself because they was in the same boat. And this is a reason for it. When the awakened sinner comes to that man for help, the usual manner in which he deals with that individual is to tell him that he's already saved. And that's what this man did, a national leader, church leader with all kind of degrees behind his name and a little soft soap, soft pedal message on the radio at night, my friend, telling this man that he's already saved or he's just been disturbed and there's no reason to be disturbed because you're saved. He said, you have as much as I have, and that's true. And he says, I know I'm saved, therefore you're saved. So they both go to hell, my friend. The unsaved preacher, the unsaved teacher will always comfort awakened sinners. My friend, that's the truth, and as I know it, as I tell it day by day, folks come to me about their soul being disturbed. I don't comfort them in their lost condition. I tell them to turn to the Lord. I tell them, are you sure that you're saved? Have you made your calling and election sure? If you're being disturbed about your soul, it's a good chance you're not saved. Listen now. Listen. Oh, my friend, listen. They always comfort awakened sinners. They can't help it. They don't have anything themselves, and the awakened sinner disturbs them by asking those pertinent questions. Another way that the unsaved preachers hinders folks or will not permit others to be saved is that he will not allow his own members to be disturbed about their soul. His preaching doesn't disturb them because he doesn't know how to preach the awakening truth of God, and then he's always crying down the true messenger. Back there many years ago, when Pastor Shelton, the founder of this work, our late pastor, went out onto the tent up and down this coast from Florida to Texas, everywhere there was a place he could stop and bring God's message. For years he did that thing, and invariably, every town he came into, the little local ministerial association, when they heard him preach the awakening truths of God's Word, when he began to talk about being a lost sinner, when he began to talk about Holy Spirit conviction, they put the rollers on him. They had the ministerial association draw up a resolution condemning him, my friend. Now, that's true. That's true. I know it for a fact. In one place, we had a tent. He did. And in the wintertime, it was cold, and the city there provided with a gas meter and had gas heaters under the tent, and everything was comfortable, and the message went along for a few days, and it began to get under the hide of some of the local church leaders there, and they had influence with the city who owned the gas system, they cut the gas off. My friend, they cut the gas off, turned it off, to where they thought they could run him out of town because it was so cold. But one of the members there, one of the faithful few there, owned a propane bottle gas company, and he went down and got some bottle gas, changed the heaters over to propane gas rather than natural gas, lit the heaters, turned the fire back on, and folks got saved. Over the veto of the preachers who ought to have been out there praising the Lord. No, sir, they didn't want the truth. They didn't want their folks disturbed. Did you know a lot of our big churches now have psychiatrists on their staff, psychologists on their staff, and an individual comes to the pastor and say, "Pastor, I'm lost. I've been awakened. My heart's been shown that I was lost. I'm lost." Oh, no, quiet down now, Miss Smith. Quiet down, Miss Jones. Quiet down, lady. Quiet down, my friend, and I'll get you an appointment with Dr. So-and-so, and he'll counsel with you and next week they'll be back in the choir, be back in the pew, be back playing the piano. Seal that soul for hell, my friend, by smoothing over all of the Holy Spirit's conviction, the convicting work in that heart. Is that what happened to you, my friend? Have you ever been awakened to your lost condition? Have you ever seen yourself as a lost sinner? Have you? If you haven't, you're not saved. Now, I tell you that this morning with all the pathos, all the kindness of my heart. I tell you folks here at Radio Missions, First Baptist Church of Algiers, all its mission places, all its tape families, all of its radio audience, I tell you that unequivocally, without fear of compromise, that if you've never been awakened to your lost condition, seen yourself as a poor, old, helpless, sinful individual, you're not saved. Because no man will come to God until he's forced to. No man will come to the Lord until he sees that there's no other hope. Oh, no, my friend. Listen, this little walking down the aisle, this little 90-day wonder pastor that you have, oh, he may be a nice fella, and I don't criticize him. No, but I don't want him to mislead souls down to hell, my friend. I'm going to refute error every time I come in contact with it. I'm going to blast it every time I get on this radio. I'm going to blast error. And if you have never been awakened to your lost condition, if you can't go back and tell me where you was awakened, how the Lord brought you down as a poor old sinner, let you see yourself lost, and gave you a cry after the Lord, and then gave you faith to believe. Believe what? That Christ died for you. You know, my hope this morning is, the old trailblazer, I don't have anything to boast of except my Lord. No, sir, I don't have silver nor gold. I'm like old Peter and John. Neither silver nor gold have I, but I have the Lord, and he's mine, and he redeemed me. He died for me. He showed me one day that I was a sinner, just an old wicked cuss of a sinner like you are, and I had nothing. No, I wasn't a hypocrite. I thought I was doing the right thing, but he's under one of those old tents. He opened my heart and let me see that I was a sinner. And he gave me grace to cry unto the Lord. Have you ever cried unto the Lord? Or did you just shake some preacher's hand? Oh, my friend, nowhere in God's Word are we told to give your heart to Jesus. Nowhere in God's Word are we told to turn over a new leaf. Nowhere in God's Word are we told to make a decision for Jesus. That's all the flesh. That's all man-made. That's all Satan knows how to do, my friend, to keep you blinded and to keep you asleep in his lap through his emissaries, our preachers of today, who are lost and undone and on the road to hell and don't know it. Oh, what a tragedy when those preachers stand before the great white throne with their congregation, and the Lord will say, "Depart from me, pastor, and your congregation. I never knew you." And then they'll wail and weep and rail on him for not being true to him. I'm going to be true to you, my friend. You may not listen. You may slam the door and go outside, but I'm going to be true to you. That's right, the old trailblazer. I love your soul, and I love you in the Lord. But I'm going to be true to you. I'm going to call sin, sin every time I get here on this radio, because I don't hear folks doing it these days, and the Lord called me to rebuke and to reprove with all long-suffering. This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Brother Albert Pendarvis, the pastor here at Radio Mission. Remember, my mailing address is the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana 70174. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.